Minnesota Reads is made possible by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street. Online at fitgersbookstore.com. Our book today is amazing. It's amazing. Thank heavens for our fancy new website at KUMD.org, so we'll be able to actually show you what the book looks like. It's called North Shore, A Natural History of Minnesota's Superior Coast. And one of the authors joins us on the phone this morning. It was written by Chell Anderson and Adelaide Fisher, and Chell is on the line with us this morning. Hi, Chell.
Good morning, Lisa.
Your book is very puzzling to me as a connoisseur of books, as a huge fan of books. It's puzzling to me because it looks, the art design of the book, the gorgeous cover of the book, the incredible photographs of the book, the nice smell of the book says coffee table book to me. And yet the size of the book, the topic of the book a little bit, its physical shape, and its whopping 5 pounds says textbook to me. Uh-huh. So I'm not quite sure what to make of it. Can you clarify that for me a little bit?
Sure, I'd be glad to. And first of all, thanks for your interest in the book. I appreciate that very much. And yeah, we're really putting something out there that is not run-of-the-mill. And if puzzling means intriguing, then I think that's a good thing, because we certainly hope that people will use it as an opportunity to become better acquainted and more engaged with this magnificent place that we call the North Shore. We are, as I said, putting something out there that's not kind of run-of-the-mill because we're trying to tell a story in a different way and in a way that's very accessible to everyone of a very big and complex part of the world. And so that presented some special challenges.
Talk about where the idea came from, because in a sense, and I mean this in the most interesting, good, accessible way possible, it is almost similar to a textbook or to a nonfiction book about science, geology, hydrology. But then there are just these incredible illustrations, and you find yourself kind of going, I could live right there. I put my little cabin right there. So talk about what your idea and intent was as you embarked on the project.
Sure. Well, as I said, we both are deeply attached to this landscape that people refer to as the North Shore, and which in our case focuses on the area from Two Harbors up to the Canadian border along the shore and then inland to encompass all of the watersheds that drain into Lake Superior. So it's a big area, and we're very attached to it, and we were extremely concerned that there weren't a lot of good opportunities for people who have a similar feeling of attachment to this particular area to really get acquainted with all of the really interesting science that is being done and has been done related to the area, and to be able to get a better sense of how all of the natural wonders that so many of us really appreciate and value about this place, how they're connected to each other and to us, how we as a species within this great watershed influence the area, and how we, our human communities, have been influenced and are influenced by the rest of the biological community. So it was our way to, in a way, demonstrate our attachment to the area, to put in a lot of time and energy, and to kind of bring some of this more less known information and understanding to a wider audience. And we've, you know, tried to make the book accessible, as you mentioned, by not only focusing on science, but also on the cultural history of the area, and to give people an entree into the narrative of the North Shore's story by providing, you know, ecological information, overview for each portion of the watershed, but also focusing on individual organisms and their stories and processes, natural processes that are important, those stories. So there are many different sort of entry points into the book. It's not a book that is designed to necessarily read from from beginning to end. You can enter the book really in any particular part and then use it as a way to explore the area versus the way one might typically approach a book, where you begin at the beginning and you end at the end.
Well, what's interesting too is the way the photographs kind of draw you in, mm-hmm. because we're so used to seeing beautiful books of photography of our area, and you open it up and perhaps you just start by looking at the pictures, and you're looking at a picture that intrigues you for one reason or another, and then you read a little bit of the text that goes with it, and before you know it, you've accidentally learned something.
Yeah, I think you're right. I've actually witnessed that, people doing that. And, oh, we're so fortunate, of course, that there's so much fantastic visual material out there related to this area. Because so many people appreciate the beauty and can relate immediately to just that, the wonder of it all. And so, yeah, that's another excellent way that people can find themselves drawn into a particular story or a particular part of a story. Yeah.
This is not a book you're going to read in the tub, though. I'm just saying. We have a joke in our family about evaluating, you know, well, I really would like to read this book, but it's too heavy. And this is not heavy reading, but it's heavy reading at 5 pounds. Chell, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and what a treat your book is.
Thank you very much, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Chell Anderson is the co-author of North Shore, A Natural History of Minnesota's Superior Coast, with Adelaide Fisher. And she was our guest this morning on Minnesota Reads. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and also by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street. Online at fitgersbookstore.com.